Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
It's time for True American Heroes, For the Record, with Jack Rutland. Another exclusive on Super Talk Mississippi 102.1 FM. Many of our heroes have taken their stories with them to the grave. But this show is about the stories and personal experiences of these veterans.
Well, welcome back. We're honored to have with us today Mr. Chuck Wallace, who's no stranger to most of you, a businessman here in town. And we're going to talk about something extremely unique that Chuck's involved with that affects our veterans almost every day. Certainly, that song is not something that most military personnel and veterans are familiar with. They're very familiar with that. That is Taps. And today we're honored to have with us, as I said, Mr. Chuck Wallace, a local businessman, who is involved in an organization that has a very unique challenge for them. And Chuck, glad to have you here. It's good to have you here in the studio.
Well, thank you, Jack. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, it's an honor, because when you told me about this a while back, I knew we had to have this on the radio. And I've got to give you a quick story about why I thought this was so poignant. My dad passed away several years ago, and he was a 22-year veteran of the military and served in World War II. And we couldn't find anybody to play taps at his funeral. And finally, my nephew, through a lot of hard work, found somebody who volunteered to drive a pretty good ways and came and played taps at the service. Tell us about this organization that you're a part of now, Chuck, and what you guys are doing.
Well, it's just an honorary organization that plays taps for veterans.
Okay.
And I travel 100 miles out of Brookhaven. I give them my time. And I don't get paid.
Okay.
Don't want anyone.
So, I mean, it's a voluntary thing you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the organization?
It's Buglers Across America. It's all old, a lot of old trumpet guys from high school and college. And I found out that the military was sending out a honor guard. I've done three or four of these, and the honor guard would come out and fold the flag and salute. And I did one the other day at Riverwood, where they brought in three rifles and had mm-hmm. a nine-shot service for the gentleman. And I was talking to them. I've talked to several groups out of Keesler. They've got 100 people in their honor guard, and this is what amazed me. They have to bring out a bugle, and they do about 800, he said, 900 services a year. So that's pretty busy.
Wow.
Yeah. And he said not one of them could play a trumpet, and they insert a mute in there and turn it on, an electronic device. And we're in a civic club, Jack, with a gentleman mm-hmm. here with funeral mm-hmm. home. And he said he's had two or three service quit in the middle of it. And then I have a fraternity brother owns a funeral home in Natchez. And they have witnessed the thing quits, and nobody plans that. It's embarrassing.
Wow. Well, it's got to be tough.
Oh, yeah.
So this organization is out there, and it's so that, you know, you don't have to do without one. And plus, I mean, you don't have to worry about the electronic device malfunctioning.
That's it. I played for a federal prosecutor the other day, Air Force captain out of New Orleans, and they could not find a trumpet player like you just mentioned about your dad. You think New Orleans is the trumpet capital of the world?
You would think so.
They contacted Chicago, and then they found me in Brookhaven.
Well, where did you learn about Buglers Across America?
I saw a service last year on Memorial Day out of Arlington. They just said there was a shortage of people willing to play, And they were using this electronic device. And I've talked to a lot of people, and I'm not knocking it, but, I mean, these guys have given their life.
Mm-hmm. 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 Serving their country.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you learned about Bugles Across America, and you contacted them.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to audition. And I had to, I mean, when you hadn't played trumpet in 40-something years, Jack, it could be a train wreck. So I got with a friend of mine who has a big rock commercial band, big horn group like Chicago out of Baton Rouge named Stormy.
Yeah.
And I got with their lead trumpet player. And he got me going, and I told him what I was going to do. And I had a grand opening in my new business here. And he came up, and I was able to play horn with some songs with the Bridge Man.
So you had to get back into the swing of blowing that trumpet.
Yeah, this guy told a story with the federal. I played for a federal prosecutor out of New Orleans, and they had the Justice Department there and the FBI, and they said, well, we had a guy that a little younger than you that played in the LSU band like you did, but he said he hadn't played in 30 years, and we asked him to play taps. He said, oh, guys, it'd be a train wreck, and it's tough starting over, Jack.
I can only imagine. I'm just impressed, Chuck. I mean, I guess this is something that just in your heart you said, you know what, I can help. I can be a part of this, giving something back to these guys, and you just jumped on board.
Oh, I did. It was tough.
So when was the first time you did a funeral? When did you actually get into it?
I played one in Tylertown for a colonel probably 3 months ago, and it was in his will there that he wanted a live bugler, and the guy played far out of New Orleans. It was written out. His parents showed me. He requested a live trumpet player. And it blew me away out of New Orleans. You couldn't find
a trumpet player.
And I said, that's funny. A good Methodist boy from Mississippi playing for a Catholic priest.
Well, you made me think of something when you were talking about the parents. I can only imagine the response you're getting from families when you do this.
It's unbelievable.
They're overwhelmed, aren't they? I'm just a little blown away by this organization. So, can you give me any background on Bugles Across America?
A guy named Tom Day started it, I guess, back in 2000, and he just realized there was a need.
Where is he from?
I think he's out of Chicago.
Okay.
I had to audition for a guy out of Shreveport, Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and we're not concert or professional musicians by no means. It's just a filling a niche.
Well, if anybody's heard taps, I've heard it a lot of times, and I know that there's something about the fact when it's done by a human being instead of by an electronic device. It's all the difference in the world.
Oh, our funeral director here in Brookhaven, he said, it's happened 2 or 3 times. It's died. He said, it's so embarrassing for everybody. And he said, thank you.
For doing this. Well, I can only say thank you. So, Chuck, you've done – how many funerals have you actually done?
I'm on a list there. I've done had about 6 requests, and we've done about 4 right as of now. Okay. I do maybe 1 a month. It's we're on a rotating list out of Chicago that does a 100-mile radius. So some are, you know, down around New Orleans, it's hard to get in and out of there. And you're going to be gone all day, Jack. It's not an in-and-out deal.
Oh, I'm sure.
The other day, the funeral was 2 hours late coming out of New Orleans, and it was due to weather and the traffic. So I feel fortunate that I've got the time, because a guy working an 8-to-5 can't leave all day and go play taps.
Couldn't do it. It's just an opportunity that you've got, and I'm grateful that you're having the heart to want to do this. Well, all right. I guess I need to ask if a family member, how do I get to you or Bugles Across America? It's best not to call you.
It's buglersacrossamerica.org, and you asked me earlier. It's Tom Day was the founder back in 2000. If you're around this listening audience, you can call me. People know me, so you can call, and I'll be glad to do it. And awesome. A lot of times they tell me with the military. I was in the reserves 8 years, and if you don't have all your paperwork, and I think they say it's a DD-214 form.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Yeah.
They will not provide this service. So, call me. I'll go play. I don't need the paperwork. I'm not a paperwork guy.
Yeah, that's something you do for the community. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I didn't know you were in the reserves.
Yeah, 8 years.
What branch? Baton Rouge. What branch?
I was in the 245th Engineers out of Baton Rouge out of high school. Okay. Served 8 years, and I didn't see any action. I'm not a pilot, and I didn't get shot, but I drove an 18-wheeler with a bulldozer.
Which is important if you're an engineer.
That's right.
You better know how to do that. All right.
So, and I enjoyed it. It was good
Chuck,
service.
Was there anything else you wanted to tell us about this? Maybe some experiences you had or some of the stories. I'm looking at a picture of you here playing the trumpet. I think that was your grand opening, wasn't it?
I did. And we had a band and food, and I was able to join with
and do a little
local
duet.
Band here, the Bridge Band, and play a couple of Chicago songs, and hung it up and went and got a bite to eat, Jack.
Well, you know, this is impressive. When you and I were talking about this a few weeks ago, I told you as soon as I could get the radio station and get a schedule where we can get you in, I wanted people to know that you're doing this. There's two reasons for you being here. I want to say thank you. I want to salute you for being willing to take the time out of your schedule to do this. But I also wanted people to know that not just because you're an honorable man to be doing this, but that there is somebody here. And you had told me earlier that, you know, folks could call you directly if they wanted to.
Yeah.
But they can call you. All they got to look, you're in the phone book under, probably call the office.
But if we go through your local funeral director, I've let the funeral homes here know this. And it's
there you go.
It's
there
a nice service.
There you go.
They
it's
all
awesome.
Know me.
Okay.
And,
so, it, you know, if you've got a loved one that's a veteran, you're having the services within 100 miles, let the funeral director know that you've got someone here in Brookhaven that can blow taps and get in touch with Chuck and see if we can get the schedule worked out, and I'm sure he'd
be honored
to do that. I'm telling you, this is an honorable thing you're doing, Chuck. It's a privilege to have you here today to talk to you about this and get the word out to the community. And I think it's just a reflection on you and your family, and I think this has been really neat. And we're gonna close the program with another that song that we played in the middle, that recording we did of Taps. That was one you blew,
right? Uh huh.
You actually did that, and we're gonna close with another song that you did that I'm sure everybody's gonna recognize. Chuck, again, thank you for what you're doing for your veterans. Thank you for being a part of this very admirable cause.
Thank you.
Mississippi Media Production.